Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is March 12th, 2026, and we have a packed episode focusing on some exciting developments in the AMD ecosystem, advancements in Linux graphics, and a look at new competitors emerging in the GPU space. Let's dive right into today's headlines. Headlines overview. 1. AMD has released Zen DNN 5.2, featuring a major redesign aimed at enhancing performance and scalability for deep neural network workloads. 2. The latest version of AMD's optimizing C++ compiler, AOCC 5.1, has been released, though it still relies on an older LLVM version. 3. Endeavor OS Titan has launched with Linux 6.19, bringing improved GPU driver integration and other updates. 4. AMD has made strides in HDR and color improvements for its Linux driver, co-developed with AI assistance. 5. A new competitor, Lisuan Tech, has announced its G100 series GPUs, aimed at challenging AMD and NVIDIA's dominance in the GPU market. Now let's delve deeper into each of these topics, starting with AMD's Zen DNN 5.2. Deep dive into AMD's Zen DNN 5.2. AMD has just released Zen DNN 5.2, a significant upgrade to their deep neural network library. This version introduces a completely re-engineered internal architecture designed to improve performance and scalability, which is crucial for developers working with AI and machine learning workloads. The new architecture ensures full backward compatibility, allowing existing applications to benefit from the enhancements without requiring significant code changes. One of the standout features of Zen DNN 5.2 is its support for multiple backends, including the native Zen DNN, AOCL DLP, OneDNN, FBTEP, and LibXSM. This flexibility allows developers to choose the optimal backend for their specific workloads, which could lead to substantial performance gains, especially in training and inference tasks. If you're interested in exploring the details of this redesign, AMD has made the announcement available on GitHub, where you can find the source code and documentation. AOCC 5.1 release. In conjunction with Zen DNN 5.2, AMD has also rolled out AOCC 5.1, their optimizing C++ compiler. This release includes enhancements such as a new Zen 5 tuned version of the AOCL libm 5.2 math library, which should help optimize numerical computations on AMD's latest processors. However, a point of concern is that AOCC 5.1 is still based on the LLVM Clang 17 release branch, which is over 2 years old. This raises questions about AMD's commitment to keeping their compiler stack up to date with the latest advancements in the LLVM ecosystem. As developers, we hope to see AMD shift towards more frequent updates and a closer alignment with upstream LLVM and GCC compilers, especially as we look forward to the upcoming Zen 6 architecture. For those interested in downloading AOCC 5.1, it is available on AMD's official website. Endeavor OS Titan release. Moving on to the Linux landscape, Endeavor OS has released its latest version, Titan, which is powered by the Linux 6.19 stable kernel. This release includes a variety of updates, notably improved GPU driver integration. The inclusion of Mesa 26.0 graphics drivers and Xorg Server 21.121 enhances the overall graphics experience for users. One of the standout features of Endeavor OS Titan is its improved hardware detection for GPUs and VMs, which simplifies the installation of additional drivers, including Vulkan support and media acceleration packages. The default early loading of GPU kernel drivers is a welcome addition, ensuring that users can maximize performance right from the boot process. For developers and enthusiasts looking to explore the latest state of Endeavor OS, the new ISO images can be downloaded from endeavoros.com. AMD HDR color improvements. In another exciting development, AMD has made significant strides in HDR and color improvements for their Linux driver, specifically for KDE environments. This enhancement is part of the DRM color pipeline API introduced in Linux 6.19. AMD engineer Harry Wendland has been working on integrating color space conversion support into the AMD GPU driver, which is vital for modern HDR displays. What makes this development particularly noteworthy is the collaboration with Claude AI, which assisted in the code development process. This integration of AI into the development workflow opens up new possibilities for improved efficiency and innovation in driver development. As Harry noted, while LLMs like Claude are not true AI, they can significantly aid in understanding complex code bases and generating code that adheres to existing standards. The upcoming upstreaming of these changes to the Linux kernel and KDE KWin is something to watch, as it will enhance the user experience for those leveraging AMD hardware in Linux environments. LisuanTech's G100 series GPUs. Lastly, we have an intriguing development from the GPU market with the announcement of LisuanTech's G100 series GPUs. Set to launch on June 18th, these GPUs aim to position themselves as a competitive alternative to AMD and NVIDIA. The highlight is the LX7G106, which boasts up to 12 GB of GDDR6 VRAM and an FP32 throughput of 24 TFLOP per sec, putting it in the performance range of the RTX 4060. LisuanTech's approach is particularly interesting, as they claim to have developed their architecture entirely from scratch, including the instruction set and software stack. This could mark a significant shift in the GPU landscape, especially as they support modern graphics APIs like DirectX 12 and Vulkan. The success of their launch will depend on independent benchmarks and how well these GPUs perform in real-world applications. Closing thoughts. As we look at the advancements from AMD, the improvements in Linux graphics support, and the emergence of new competitors like LisuanTech, it's clear that the GPU landscape is evolving rapidly. The focus on performance, scalability, and compatibility is more critical than ever, especially as AI and machine learning workloads continue to grow. With AMD's ongoing commitment to enhancing their software stack and the potential for new players to disrupt the market, it will be fascinating to see how these developments unfold in the coming months. Keep your eyes peeled for more updates as we continue to track these trends in the GPU world. Thank you for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. We'll be back soon with more insights and updates.